A woman is painting part of a huge float, which looks like something you'd find at Mardi Gras or perhaps in a Disney parade. In a complex of buildings just off of Garden Street in downtown Santa Barbara, a small army of people is working on everything from giant papier-mâché sculptures of cartoon-like animals to colorful costumes. The final countdown is on for the 2017 Santa Barbara Summer Solstice Parade, the largest arts event in Santa Barbara County.
This year's theme is Celebrating Unity, and it's all about celebrating our mission, which is bringing people together through the arts.
Robin Elander is the Summer Solstice Celebration's executive director. Starting at noon on Saturday, about 1,000 parade participants are expected to march and in some cases dance their way up State Street as 100,000 people watch the community's annual kickoff to summer.
It's about finding your creative juices and also allowing yourself to be a little bit more bold than your normal self.
It's an opportunity for everyone from professional artists to members of the public to express themselves with colorful floats and costumes. Dusty Williams is turning his bicycle and himself into a giant dragonfly with an insect head on the handlebars and wings he'll wear as he pedals up State Street.
Everyone is just dressed up and having a good time, and we get to just create art out of nothing. Just think of an idea, and then we just get to make it happen.
Claudia Bratton is putting together a float focused on the theme of City of Peace with iconic structures from around the world.
This is the Hagia Sophia Mosque in Turkey that originally was a church, too, and the mosque. We do have the Eiffel Tower, which is, of course, a symbol of love around the world. We have the Wailing Wall. We also have a Thai temple. We have the Transamerica Pyramid. And we also have the three pyramids of Giza. We have the Santa Barbara Mission.
Parade Artistic Director Ricardo Morrison says people are really on board with the unity theme.
We'll have a combination of Aztec dancers and Chinelo dancers and modern dancers, as well as floats. And one artist has created the actual animal, which is the combination of the unicorn and the manatee. It's the unity.
I'm using red here. I think the red is like I needed bright.
Caroline Hambright is painting a giant yellow papier-mâché ball that's about the size of a Mini Cooper car.
It's the sun.
Oh, it's the sun.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm painting the flames on it now. I made the artwork for the poster and t-shirt this year, and so I'm creating it live for the parade.
It's a sun that looks like it's having a good time with cool sunglasses.
Yeah, really fabulous sunglasses, and he's going to have arms and legs that move. They're articulated by a man who will be inside of this, and he's got a whole band of planets with him here.
So this ball is like the size of one of those like 76 gas station balls you see up in the signs. It's huge. How are you going to get this down the parade route?
It's off of its float right now. It's going to sit on this little platform here, and there's a push bar there.
And where are we going to see you in all this, since you're the creator?
Well, I'll be in like a star suit with a comet flag and directing all of the characters. I have like an ensemble of like 30 people.
Hempred is a teacher at Brandon Elementary School and says some of her students and their parents are going to be a part of her ensemble. While the parade is Saturday, there's still time for you to join in the fun. Solstice Executive Director Robin Elander.
All of this stuff is still a work in progress, and people need a little bit of help finishing the job. Yes, they can still help with pushing. We need a lot of people. Stuff is heavy. People can actually still even get in the parade, even if they haven't been part of it at all.
In addition to Saturday's parade, there's also the Summer Solstice Festival, which begins Friday afternoon and runs through Sunday evening in Alameda Park. It features food, artwork, music, and dance. On Sunday at 2, the park will be the scene of a mini solstice parade just for kids. But for many of the participants, the parade and festival are just part of the fun. Artists like Caroline Hambright say what they really enjoy is the journey of trying to create.
Lots and lots of fun. I was born to do this.
In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.